You absolutely have to be totally in sync and on top of your financing. It's what will make or break your portfolio as either an active or passive investor. And if you're a passive investor, you need to understand lending so that you can properly judge deals. Today's guest, Mark Ritter, talks about securing financing from credit unions and why more and more investors need to be aware of this alternative to the big agencies. This is Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate, where we guide you through the relentless pursuit of financial independence. I'm your host, Justin Moy, managing partner at Perpetual Wealth Capital, a multifamily real estate investing firm that lets everyday people invest passively in income-producing apartment buildings.
Hey, investors, welcome back to another episode of Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate. Today, I am sitting down with Mark Ritter. Now, Mark is the CEO of Member Business Financial Services, MBFS, and is an expert in credit unions and business lending. Now, his primary role at MBFS is overseeing the strategy of helping credit unions assist members with business needs and consulting with credit unions on planning the delivery of services to their memberships. And they definitely help a lot of real estate investors find and secure financing. And we're going to talk about that in this episode as well. So Mark, thanks so much for stopping by. We're excited to have you here.
Justin, looking forward to the conversation. Let's get it rolling.
That's what we love to do, have conversations about real estate. And this is something that's so important is because the lending landscape, it's constantly changing. I mean, I work full-time as a real estate investor, and it's like even every time I look at a deal, the landscape has changed, and it's no different with credit unions as well. So as an overview, tell us about MBFS, exactly what it is. What do you guys do there?
MBFS is a company that is owned by credit unions, and it is really designed for the sole purpose of benefiting the members of the credit union, the real estate investors in the area, and also the credit union themselves. The easiest way to think about it is instead of credit unions going out and hiring all of their own lenders and originators and executives and credit analysis and buying all the software, they form companies like us to do all that so they can give all the real estate investors all the loans they need when keeping costs down. I'm in Pennsylvania and we're owned by 12 credit unions on the East Coast, but we work with over 80 credit unions all throughout the country.
So when real estate investors are looking for financing, how are credit unions different? Can you kind of walk us through why people are going with credit unions versus the big agency lenders? What kind of properties or what kind of investors prefer credit unions?
I think it's the one piece is to take a step back and let people know what a credit union is, and that helps answer the question. And the crazy thing in America is over 125 million people belong to credit unions. Maybe their parents signed them up for an account, or their employer signed them up, or they got a car loan. And most people have a friendly viewpoint of what a credit union is, but they have no idea what it actually is. It's just some place that they have accounts. And what a credit union is a not-for-profit financial cooperative. There's no shareholders. We're not going to merge out to cash out and go to a bigger bank. So really, we're kind of that best kept secret of community lenders. I always say if I went to a bank, I'd probably get fired in the first week because I tend to be much more casual and more relationship based. So we really have that time to have the conversations with people. But my biggest problem in the world, which is why I like being on your show, is people love credit unions, but they don't consider that for their real estate investments. Our industry itself is hitting $100 billion in commercial financing, and most of that is real estate investors. So it's a wonderful institution. And when you think about everything that people say they like in a financial institution, they want the relationship, they want the conversation, they want people to walk them through the process. That's what a credit union offers.
And I'm totally guilty of that as well. You know, when I went into the military, there's this military credit union. They just kind of shove your paycheck in there while you're in basic training or in boot camp or wherever you're at. And then you come out and you're like, cool, a credit union. You know, I don't know. Is it Chase? Is it JP Morgan? Or what is this thing? And I've heard a couple of investors have had that experience as well. They like the relationship of the credit union. And returns out there are so tough for investors that if anybody can get some kind of edge in financing, which again, when we talk about those big lenders, Freddie or Fannie, there's really not an edge you can get. It is what it is. The government's not going to give you or the next guy or girl anything special. And I've kind of heard that that's not the case with credit unions. If they know you and they know you're reliable, you know, they're willing to work with you a little bit more. Because I'm going to assume that a lot of the investors out there, they either borrowed money through Chase, or if they're in commercial real estate, maybe they went Freddie or Fannie. Maybe they don't have that experience at all with a credit union. So how does the experience differ? And then, of course, the big question, if they do, how do returns differ? Are rates different? Are the terms different? Walk us through all of that.
What I'll say in terms of the rates and terms and condition is a credit union is a federally regulated institution. So my dollar spends the same as Chase's dollar. We have to show that people can pay it back. So that first time, the process may look similar. I'm going to want your personal financial statement. I'm going to want your personal taxes. If you have business taxes, we want that. And so some of that information is the same. What's different is what we then do with that. We're not sticking it in a widget factory and coming out with a service. What we're doing then is using that to have a conversation with the real estate investor to say, where are you at now? A lot of people know that first loan is sometimes the hardest. And you can always go out to that hard money lender who's going to rake you over the coals. But if you have a relationship with a financial institution that you had opened that credit account that's been working there for years and it's a good relationship, credit unions love to help those people get that first leg up. The one nice thing about federal credit unions is nothing we do ever has a prepayment penalty. You're not locked in. Rates move. You have to buy a property. You have to sell a property. That's fine. The other pieces that we do is we try to structure a loan so it fits you. You want one loan and we want to put in 10 or 12 properties? We generally can work with that. We want to split them up for whatever reason. That's something that we can look at too. We can say what makes sense for you and structure around that rather than just putting you through the ringer and saying, this is our widget. This is it. It's a yes or no. Where we can have that story. A lot of people have had rough times the last few years. So we want to know, did you have a singular event where, you know, March 2020 really sucked for you and you're fine? Or is there a trend there that we have to look at?
So it sounds like it's got a little more personability or flexibility or customization. Is that fairly accurate to say for them?
Absolutely. Most of our loans are either 5 or 7 year fixed rates, and then they'll have a term maybe up to 15 years and they'll adjust every 5 or 7 years, and amortizations 20, 25 years. If it's a newer property, maybe we'll go to 30 years. Now, credit unions, as I mentioned, we're cooperative industries. And if you look at most credit unions, they might have the profile of a small community bank and local lender. We handle relationships. What we do is bring credit unions together. We've done multifamily deals up to $30, $35 million this year, down to the smallest real estate investor looking for that first loan to get the process moving. So we have a tremendous scale and can act much bigger than maybe that individual credit union is in your neighborhood.
Yeah. So tell us about that scenario that you talked about. Is that first time investor who's maybe looking to buy something, whether it's commercial or whether it's a rental or an Airbnb or whatever they want to do out there. Like, how does that compare to that first time investor going to Freddie or Fannie or going to the agencies and saying, hey, I'm looking to get a loan. I found a great opportunity. Are you able to speak to the differences of that process?
Sure. What we're doing, almost everything that we do is in the name of an LLC or a corporation. If you can get the 30-year fixed rate Freddie Fannie loan, great. What we find is that is such a small funnel of what's available. We look to give you bank / credit union high quality rates that are very low, reasonable rates. Most of our rates this year are in 4%. Sometimes a little lower. Now they're starting to creep up a little bit, but we're in the low fours generally. so we can structure that deal and give you high quality rates and move it through. So almost every first-time investor today goes through some sort of business entity, an LLC, 9.5 times out of 10. We love to work with LLCs as opposed to the Freddies and Fannies, where many times that kicks it right out for your first-time investor. They won't even touch it. We love residential real estate investments.
So just for framing as well, because rates and all those things are shifting so vastly, and I just want the listener, by the time this is edited and published, to kind of have a baseline. You mentioned rates low fours, give or take. And I know it's so broad and general, so I'm hesitant to say numbers, but just as a benchmark for comparison, today, as we film this, how does that compare to some of those agencies? Is that a little bit higher for a premium service? Is it a little bit lower because you guys are a little bit more flexible? Or how does that compare out there?
You're paying a little bit higher for that local in-house service. One of the differences between us and the agencies, if you can get those, is our balance sheet. When we talk about credit unions, if you look at a credit union's balance sheet, they typically will lend out 80 to 85 cents for every dollar they have in deposits. So we're making you that loan with our own credit union money, as opposed to selling it and throwing it in some secondary market pool. So that allows us to have the flexibility to price it on an almost customized basis and look at your individual deal versus looking out on the secondary market rate sheets on what we can sell the loan for.
And so because it's almost your money, right? Like the money that people deposit, it's sitting in an account that, let's just, ABC Credit Union has. That's why you're able to be a little bit more flexible. Essentially, with the agencies, they're taking the loan and then they're selling it. They're saying it's a value on the secondary market. Is that kind of the difference here?
Yeah, people need to understand not who their lender is, but where their lender is getting their money, because that often dictates the terms of your loan. And we're just lending with the local deposits in that institution and not Wall Street money, not investment money, where it's very fixed and rigid terms and investments. So that credit union, they're taking local deposits and putting them out in the local community. And it just keeps that cycle of money. It's almost like Small Business Saturday when you go out and support your local business. We're lending with the local deposits in your community and putting them back out into the real estate investment community in your neighborhood. I hate to use this analogy, but I always say people need to think of their lenders more like restaurants instead of a commodity. You can go for quick, cheap, and easy and get that fast money, and it's the most expensive money you have. Or you can go for the high-end places that have all the fancy stuff, or you can go for somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I had that experience as well when I was out there hustling for my first deal a while ago. And I approached a credit union and I said, hey, I'm looking at this property for an investment. Are you an appropriate person to give me a term sheet for this, or how's that process work? And the guy told me, oh, that's just a little bit outside of our radius. We only work in these 3 zip codes. And I just thought, what does that even mean? Shouldn't you be excited? I'm here to get a loan. Isn't that part of the point of it? But like you said, it's more localized. And because of that, maybe you pay a tiny bit of a higher rate, but there's the benefits of it. They understand you and what your goals are. And maybe they're a little bit more flexible because they're not looking after where they make the money. I think that's really important. You said that. There's a lot of back end things that we as investors don't see on the lending side that dictates, hey, terms can change immediately because somebody underwrote an additional risk out there in the secondary market. And then it just changes all the returns. So now something changes all of a sudden. And so a lot of those really impact the lending landscape for us. So do you have strict markets that you serve? I know you had said you work with quite a few. So are you pretty much open all over the country, or how does that work?
We have credit unions that I'll call micro local. Maybe they're just in a town or a county or just that region. We have another credit union, let's say Florida. Well, in Florida, their marketplace is all of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. So some will lend on a statewide basis. Some will lend on a national basis. Some will just lend in a community type basis. And one of the challenges of the credit union space is there's over 5,400 credit unions in this country. Navigating that can be difficult. And that's one of the reasons why we like to work with real estate investors, because it's not your job to know the membership criteria of every credit union out there. So people come to us, we're owned by the credit unions. We match you up with some different people and say, this is a good fit for you. And we let you take it from there.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the key requirements that people should have before they look for credit union financing? Do they need to have certain net worth, or do they need to have an account open with you or the credit union they're looking to get financing from? What do they need to have before they can go out and get these loans?
Well, first of all, it used to be very much that if you saw a credit union, the odds were pretty slim that you had to work for a specific company. I would tell your listeners, if you're driving by a credit union in your community now, there's probably about a 95% chance that you could go in and join that credit union. It's not as restrictive as it once was. Beyond that, I would always recommend make sure you understand your personal credit and you understand what you have out there, good, bad, and indifferent. It is much better if you bring any bumps in the road, any hiccups that you have to us that we can talk through and make sure it's something that we can overcome. So always understand that personal credit. We don't really get in the quote business credit all that much because it's really about the real estate. It's about the transaction. It's about the cash flow. Now, the other piece, especially for that first time investor, we want to make sure you have the ability to manage this property and you know what you're getting yourself into. I am the least handy person in America. My wife can tell you I can't fix a thing. When we bought our first couple properties, I made sure I had a team and people behind me. I know the money. I understand the financing. I understand values. I don't understand how to fix a bathroom. So make sure, because you're getting into this, that you understand your strengths. Some people may be great at all the handy things and you have no idea how to manage the books. Well, then get yourself a finance person to help you out.
So that could be something like, hey, I'm hiring this third party property management company who are experts in this. They manage 10,000 units and they're on my team, right? I mean, those types of things would suffice. It doesn't mean that you're the one doing everything. But you could say, hey, this is the team I've built out. These are my mentors or my day-to-day handling the operations. And those types of things are going to help as well.
Absolutely. Many people that we work with are building their real estate portfolio as a way to strengthen retirement and their net worth and income stream down the road. We love to work with people. And you have a day job. So every time there's an issue in the kitchen, you can't stop what you're doing. You need that strength and support. So we have full-time real estate investors. We have part-time real estate investors. And really among every strength of the community. The biggest thing is we're looking to help you out in your marketplace to get you where you want to be to head towards retirement.
So that kind of segues me into what I wanted to ask next is, are there certain restrictions on the properties that you lend for? I mean, if somebody comes with a distressed flip, do you do that? Is it purely a cash flow metric you look at? Does it have to have certain occupancies, or is it kind of a case-by-case basis, or are there rules?
I hate to say it's a case-by-case basis, but that flexibility in our balance sheet and structure really allows us to do this. The best use of a credit union is your permanent financing. If you're looking to buy something at sheriff sale, fix it up and flip it 4 to 6 months later, that's not probably the best use of a credit union. But what we do is we have set up plenty of lines of credit with investors so that you can go do that. But we're not going to be in the business of managing those individual units and deals.
Why is that, let's say, quick flip property or that big heavy value add property? Why is that not such a great fit for credit union?
We do a lot of construction lending. We do a lot of renovation lending. But as a regulated institution, many times you're having to get title insurance, you're having to get an appraisal. So that super fast lender who's maybe that hard money lender or kind of that medium hard money lender, sometimes if you need that money in a week, many of our people will go get that sort of bridge loan and then come to us on a stabilized property to best utilize those assets.
So time is kind of an essence as well.
Absolutely.
Got it. I really like it. I think it provides a lot of things that maybe some of the quote unquote conventional or agency financings don't. I would love to, and I like to do this, just my personality type, kind of address any pitfalls or any cons. So what are some of the pitfalls of credit union lending? What are some reasons maybe people would not be a good fit for this? Their properties would not be a good fit. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. Where credit unions might not be the fit is if you're trying to buy properties nationwide. Most credit unions will lend on a regional type of basis. So if you're in Pennsylvania and your next property is in Austin, Texas, well, you're probably best getting hooked up with a credit union there. But we don't find too many people doing that. Most people are looking for markets. The other piece is we're a regulated financial institution. So our approval rates in the mid 80s. If you have really poor credit, if you have tax liens, things like that, those are the ones that we sometimes find that those hard money lenders are a little bit better. But we really try to work with people, but there are those poor credits that we just can't work with. We've started though with some smaller people and built them up to 100 units and kept going. And us as an institution, we do residential, we do mixed use, we do commercial, we do office. So we also have that flexibility of as you expand into different asset classes, we can help you with that too.
That's really great. I mean, I think this was really eye-opening to talk financing. It's such a complex landscape. So having somebody like you on their side to be able to say, hey, this is what's best product for this property or for your business plan or whatever the case may be, and just present a lot of those options. So Mark, tell us how people can get a hold of you and who should maybe reach out and have a conversation.
Sure. If we don't have a direct credit union in that area, we have relationships all over the country where we could match you up with somebody local. We're very active on LinkedIn, MBFS, Member Business Financial, and myself. But the easiest way is go to my website, markritter.com, and you can just put it in there and we'll get you started into seeing if a credit union is a good fit for you.
Perfect. So investors, we are going to put links there in the show notes. And of course, if you haven't already, while you're there, make sure you download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Building Generational Wealth and Passive Cash Flow Through Multifamily Real Estate. Mark, thank you so much for coming on. This is so informative. Listeners, thank you for spending a couple minutes of your day with us.